So when you finish Minnesota, what comes next for Wandermore Publishing after that? Do you have any plans or any ideas yet?
So the book I'm hoping will be published in November. So I work on it as I go. So I'm hoping when I finish that those very last towns, you know, number 856 in late October, early November or whatever, most of the book will already be done. I kind of just fill in the blank picture spots and the write-ups and that kind of stuff and get it published. For many months, I'll be busy probably packaging and shipping books and trying to get it into stores and all that stuff. And so by the time next year rolls around, I'm probably going to go to a little bit smaller state. I kind of alternate year by year. Like, I'll do a smaller state. Like, North Dakota was 355 towns last year. Kansas was 627 the year before that. Minnesota this year is 56. So, like, I kind of go back and forth. So we'll see about next year where I go exactly. But I've been eyeing places like Oklahoma and Wyoming, something a little bit different where, you know, I haven't covered any states in the South yet, which I think Oklahoma is more southern than it is Midwestern.
Yeah.
Or Wyoming, you know, you're getting out there kind of into, like, cowboy country, and you could consider that more, not quite Pacific Northwest, but Western.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that'd be a fun one to do with Yellowstone and everything, too. So I'm kind of leaning that way, but we'll see.
Wyoming is one of my favorite states. It's beautiful out there. And then what's the, like, dream? Where does long-term, are you going to do all the states? What, do you have a dream with this? What's the plan there?
I hope I can get to every town in at least 10 states is the goal. So, like I think I said earlier, I am getting married this fall.
Yeah.
And so we'll kind of see how things work out with, like, family and everything. Because it's like, you know, I want to be around for my kids and everything.
Yep,
and
things change.
Right, things do change. And so while I'm here, and, you know, I'm only 25 right now. So I'm kind of at the point in my life where it's like I can still do this on a day-to-day basis and everything. And I think I can knock out at least 10 states before, you know, things really start changing and everything. But it would be cool to say I've been to every incorporated town in the United States at some point. I don't think anybody ever can say that. Like, it's one thing to go, and it's another to document them, too. You know, to spend time and take pictures, you know. Like, I could be driving through. If I was just driving through Minnesota towns, I probably could have been done by now. You know, it's
for
one of those
things
where it's like, you know, you can fly through the towns, or you can actually sit back and be like, hey, like, there's something unique in every one of these communities to be seen and to offer. And it's cool just to be able to share that. So we'll see if I can do that for at least 10 states, and then we'll go from there. By the time it's like 2030, I'm sure I'll have hit every town at least those 10.
That'd be really cool. Even just to say that you've done, like, 6 will be insane. Like, I mean, I've lived in Minnesota my whole life, and I don't think I've been to every town in the states. Like, that's really cool that you're doing that and just getting to see it all.
Yeah, and there's a lot of little ones out there, too. Like, I know even in your area, it's like you got, like, Alberta has, like, the history of the Teachers College. And, I'm probably going to say it wrong. I think it's Chokio. Is that
Chicago.
How you say it?
Chicago.
Okay. I you know, I never heard anybody actually say it, like, from the area, so.
That's okay. We make fun. That's one that, like, I have a younger sister, and her and I would go around going, Chokio, and that's just, it's not actually how you say it, but that's what we, like, our joke was.
Right. It's like an inside joke kind of thing. Yeah. That's funny. But, yeah. Well, that's another thing, too, is, like, there's so many towns in the state where it's, like, the name, like, what you think it would be, it's not actually, like, how you pronounce it. And so it's pretty cool to go around and, like, actually hear, like, how you actually pronounce it and just, like, kind of like the dialect thing again, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird Midwestern thing where whatever an outsider would think the town should be called is not how you actually say it, so.
Yeah, that's really cool. Well, I'm really excited to keep following. When is the start? Do you know a start date for your next leg of the trip?
I don't have an exact date, so I'm actually going on vacation this weekend to South Padre in Texas. So
I was
very
just
excited
there.
For that. Oh, really?
For a couple, spring break, huh? Well, not in college anymore, but kind of around that time.
Yeah, we're still counting as spring break in our friend group, even though we're all out too. But
that's okay.
Cool. But
it counts. Yeah.
So it does. I'm going there this weekend, and then maybe, like, one or two weekends after that, I'll head back up to Minnesota and It's a slightly shorter leg, but it's like it's Clay County, Whelcom County, Becker, Wadena, and Otter Tail, and Todd are the six they're uncovering.
That's so fun. I'm excited to keep following it. I just think it's so cool, even if they're towns I haven't been to yet, just to go see and like learn about our state and our world. Yeah, so thank you so much for talking to us. This has been really fun.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to get to know more about my project. And, if folks want to follow along, it's Wander More in Minnesota on Facebook. And I'm working hard on the guide to get it ready to go by November in time for Christmas. So I'm always open to suggestions and comments and messages and all that stuff. So the lines are open over here at Wander More Publishing.
Perfect. Thank you. That was Wander More Publishing here on 95.7 KKOK and KMRS 1230 AM and 107.7 FM.